Nana Akufo-Addo's promise to provide 200,000 housing units a year for Ghanaians when given the nod in the December elections has been justified by a member of the NPP communication team, Saka Salia. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Decision Time, Mr. Salia debunked the assertion by the NDC that the promise is unachievable. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwati.
First of all, we all know the problem facing Ghanaians when it comes to housing. We have a very big deficit, over 1.5 million deficits, close to 1.7 million deficits. And then every year, we try as much to reduce the deficits, and we can only reduce it only by 40,000 units of houses. That is what we've been doing all along, and that amounts to about 10% or so. And Nanado is saying that if given the opportunity to govern this nation, there are so many interventions that we'll put in place. Because indeed, the MPP, we are a center-right political party, but we all know that almost all the ideologies now operate from the middle. And then if you look at the history of the MPP, you will see that we are not only capitalists in Nigeria, but we are socialists in practice. We've brought a lot of social interventions to this nation that culminated in alleviating of poverty. You could see that even J. Kofor was giving the hunger project and all that.
You have been very critical of government,
yes,
especially after the botched STX deal.
Yes, yes.
But you did only 4,720 during your 8 years in office.
No, it's not true.
Which were?
It's not true. The affordable houses that MPP actually built, which was almost in the latest stages of completion, almost 98% completed. And apart from the affordable houses, we put up other houses. Even though one cannot describe those as affordable, you remember the AU village. We have put up a lot of buildings all over the country. But in terms of the affordable houses, we put about 5,200 affordable units, which was in various stages of completion, and about 98% complete.
So within 8 years.
Within 8 years.
And your flag bearer is promising 200,000 housing units.
Units.
Is that achievable?
It's very, very achievable.
Isn't it
because
utopian? That's what people.
No. It cannot be utopian. It cannot be. You see, it is about focus. It's about what is the need now. We did not just come out just to make promises, but we have outlined. We believe that government role is to facilitate strong collaboration between land agencies, collaborate with other private sector estate developers in order that we will move this agenda forward.
In a reaction, a member of the communication team of the NDC, Achina Brentu, said Nana Addo's promise is one out of the many designed to deceive the electorate. Instead, the NDC remains the only party with an enviable track record in the housing sector.
Politicians seem to know what is good for the people only when they are in opposition. Nana Addo and the MPP are promising free education when they got to opposition. They didn't do it when they were in power. Nana Addo and the MPP are preaching free healthcare. They didn't do it when they are in opposition. Now they want to do it.
Did they promise free healthcare?
Of course. Now, last time in Sunyan, Nana Addo said he's going to give free healthcare for people under 18 years, even without knowing that it's already in existence. Now they are promising free housing, 200,000 housing, free housing. You see, what point should they get before Ghanaians realize that they are being lied to? Go and read their manifesto the last time around, 2008. They said they were going to build high-rise buildings in Nima and make sure that all the slums in Ghana are turned into modern apartments.
Did they say all slums in Ghana?
Go and read the manifesto. I've challenged you, just read it. That was the extent of their ambitious promises. A promise like jobs. They said they will give every Ghanaian who is willing and able to work, they will give the person a job. So it's not too strange that they said that Nima will be transformed into a modern city with high-rise buildings. If you go to Daily Graphic of Wednesday 16, 2005, the then Minister for Housing, Hakmo Uswajima, he says 2.5 million Ghanaians are homeless. That was the deficit of the housing situation when MPP was in power.
Nachna, you deliberately brought this here.
Nana Addo was a cabinet minister at the time. If housing deficit at your time was 2.5 million, what moral right? And you see, they are questioning a government that has the track record of pioneering the snake flats. Currently, as I speak with you, I have the Daily Graphic of Monday, October 8, 2012. The government has signed a deal with a local company, Intel Construct, and Barclays Bank is actually financing the deal. And they are building 4,120 housing units for public servants. This is a secure deal.
We had similar promises.
We are talking about deals.
It never materialized.
We do not have to rubbish the discussion. I am giving you information. information.
I'm not pushing you to the wall. We had similar instances. This with the STX.
And the STX, where was the money? In this case, I've just told you that Barclays Bank Ghana Limited is financing it.
Achina Brintu is a member of the NDC communication team.